Good morning. This is Aaliyah, Frankie, and Anastasia with your 8 a.m. deadlines. Happy 6-7 days. In local news, more pieces of mysterious space debris washed up on North Queensland Beach were discovered over the weekend, leading to beach closures and evacuation warnings. The Queensland Fire Department and Police Service first received calls from Forest Beach from the objects on Friday afternoon. The National Emergency Management Agency said the objects were likely to be space debris from rocket launch. Since the discovery, more testing of the objects has been conducted, and the Australian Space Agency is working together with global space programs to determine the debris' origin. In more local news, Premier David Crisafulli has proposed a new law, Breach Bail, Go to Jail, where Queensland children who commit crime while on bail will be subject to a minimum mandatory jail sentence. This new law is an extension of Crisafulli's adult crime, adult time laws, which were first introduced in late 2024. Queensland currently has one of the harshest bail laws in the country, resulting in the most number of children in custody in Australia. On an average day, 70% of all young children in Queensland custody are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Catherine Hayes, Youth Advocacy Centre Chief Executive, expressed concern about ongoing issues in youth detention centres. Among them are overcrowding, staffing issues, and unsafe conditions.
In national news, Uber announces they will start accepting cash in Australia starting from July 16. The change will only apply when drivers accept cash-enabled trips, and where a driver does not have change, the customer will be given credits in-app for future use. Uber's Managing Director for Australia and New Zealand, Emma Foley, says, quote, at a time where services, including transport, move toward a digital-first payment systems, we want to ensure people have options that reflect how they live and how they pay day-to-day, end quote. In more national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Fijian Prime Minister Sitiveni Rabuka are set to sign a major new treaty between their respective countries, the Vuvale Union, promising to strengthen strategic, economic and institutional cooperation between Fiji and Australia, is the second Pacific-based treaty signed by Australia in recent times, having just signed Vanuatu's Nakumal Agreement last week. While exact details of the Vuvale Union have not yet been disclosed, Fiji's Defence Minister Pio Tiko Dua Dua says that nations were, quote, already collaborating and consulting on the war on drugs, especially in intelligence sharing and using Australian defence assets, end quote.
In international news, wildfires have devastated more than 17,000 hectares across France, Spain and Portugal as Europe continues to undergo extreme heat. Thousands of firefighters are battling blazes with temperatures forecast to reach 40 degrees across southern Europe. On Sunday evening, local time, a fast-moving fire near the northern Greek city of Thessaloniki forced residents to evacuate while firefighters worked to protect homes and businesses. Authorities from several countries fear more dangerous conditions lie ahead. French Fire Service Colonel Eric Belgiano says climate change is here and we are living the consequences, warning it's only just the beginning of July and the fire season is likely to be long. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.